Peace and grace to you, dear family. Father Ezekiel had sent out a message recently to all of our heart dweller priests and intercessors, which I'd like to share with all of you, as the Lord so very much needs every one of our prayers. Ezekiel began, "It is said that we use only a small portion of our brain, and the Lord has prompted me that his priests are only using a small portion of their gifts and work for the salvation of souls. The next time you hear about an urgent call to prayer, someone in the hospital, in a coma, or on their sickbed near death, you need to immediately stop what you are doing and go to them in the spirit. You may only have moments before they pass away. It is imperative that you go to them instantly. Visualize yourself sitting by their bedside. Introduce yourself and comfort them by holding their hand and telling them that Jesus loves them and will forgive them. Even those in a coma can hear you and understand what you are saying to them. Give them an absolution, communion, last rites, and bless them with the sign of the cross on their forehead. The holy oil will be there waiting for you. If time permits, you can bless them with the sign of the cross on the five wounds of Jesus. Thank you, dear priests and prayer warriors, for taking your responsibilities and work for the Lord seriously. You will all store up great wonders and treasures in heaven." And that was the end of his message. Shortly after this message was sent out, I received an email from one of our incredibly faithful and dedicated priests, who took it to heart and shared her experience with us of what happened when she responded to the call for an urgent prayer request. She began, "I was just praying for a soul, and like Father Ezekiel said, I went to her in the spirit. Here's what happened. Here's what I saw. I asked the Lord to put the full armor on me, and since I was going in the spirit realm, I asked for an escort. Next thing I knew, I was flying in the spirit with someone beside me. I didn't see who it was, but I felt they were guiding me. I saw what looked like a hospital below. And then I'm in the hallways looking for her room. I went into a room, don't know how I knew what room, but anyway, I saw a woman laying on the hospital bed and a man sitting beside her bed with his head down on the side of the bed as if he was praying. He couldn't see me and he didn't know I was there. I went to the woman and started praying in tongues over her. I put my hands on hers. I looked around for the healing oil and saw it on the table on the other side of her bed. So I walked around and got it and started anointing her head, hands, and feet, all the while I was still praying in tongues. I got back over to the side where the man was still bent over the side of her bed, and I prayed the prayer Bishop Seamus gave us, to give absolution to anyone who was truly sorry for their sins but didn't have access to a priest, especially the sick and dying. I'm really new to all of this as I have no Catholic background and not sure I did this right. Then I gave her a spiritual communion. Then I leaned down and kissed her on the forehead. As I stood back up and was praying over her, all of a sudden the room lit up so bright, and I got such a shock at what I saw. There were a lot of angels standing in a half circle at the end of her hospital room, all facing her. They were beautiful and bright, glowing gold and white. Immediately she rose from the bed and started to walk to them, but stopped and turned to the man who was still bent over her bed. He didn't seem to see any of this. and she put her hand very lovingly on his back as she looked at him with such love. Then she looked at me and gave me a gentle hug, then turned to the angels, and she seemed to disappear into their glowing light. I was so surprised by this. I sat staring up to the ceiling in my room. I'm stunned. Did I just witness her passing away into the presence of God? I checked the Bible promises and asked if this was from the Lord and got readings of work. God always does what is right. He will not forget the work you did to help the Christians and the work you are still doing to help them. Hebrews 6:10-11. I also got worry. Don't worry. Learn to pray about everything. Give thanks to God as you ask Him for what you need. The peace of God is much greater than the human mind can understand. This peace will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. After further discernment, I realized that the woman I was initially praying for was not the woman in the hospital bed, but another woman who was passing over right at that moment, who God knew was a more urgent need. Praise God! His timing was perfect. As soon as I gave her a spiritual communion, the angels appeared to take her home. Wow! God is so awesome. We serve an amazing God. And that was the end of her experience. Here is the prayer that Bishop Seamus gave to our priests, along with these words. In these end times, we have the calling to assist God in saving souls. When we say Mass, there is an optional step after the I Confess prayer and before the Lord Have Mercy prayer to grant absolution for sins. This was given to the apostles in the upper room. Whose sins you retain are retained in heaven, and whose sins are loosened are loosed in heaven. Here is the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please grant peace, pardon, and absolution to all those who are truly sorry for their sins, especially the sick and dying, and those who have no access to a priest. By the authority of the Apostolic See and through the ministry of the Church, I absolve those who are truly sorry of all their sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Go in peace, everyone. Your sins are forgiven. This will help Jesus save souls. After you have distributed Holy Communion, say the following prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please grant a spiritual communion to all those who want to receive and have no priest to offer them communion. And please bless the sick and dying with a spiritual communion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Our love, prayers, and compassion for others are everything to the Lord. God bless you all, dear heart dwellers.